Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento, and this is a very serious and important episode because it is accountability time. I'm excited to check in with you, and most importantly, I'm excited for you to check in with yourself in today's episode. I'm excited for it. Let's dive in. Greetings from Ukraine in this podcast episode. I've been here for over a month now. I'll tell you what, it's been really interesting kind of unplugging from all the happenings in the United States of America. Obviously, most of us have not traveled whatsoever this year. This is my first international trip since February when I was in Costa Rica before all the craziness started. So it's been really fun to unplug. And while I've been here, gosh, I have been getting so much work done. I've been very productive. I've been launching new things. I've been tweaking existing things. I've been interacting with my audience, with you, the podcast listeners. It's always so great to hear from every single one of you. And one thing that I really like to do with my email inbox when I've got some time is a few times a year, what I'll do is I'll go back 6 months, go back 12 months. Sometimes I go back even 18 months and I look at the emails that I sent to people in my audience in conversation that we had, not email broadcasts, but literally one-on-one emails when people reach out to me individually. And one thing I really love to do is reply to those very old emails. People are probably thinking, gosh, what's this guy doing in this really old email chain? I will reply to them and say, hey, just want to check in. It's been 6 months, it's been a year, it's been a year and a half. What have you accomplished? What are you working on? What are you stuck on? I'd love to hear your progress. And that's why today's podcast episode is happening, because way too often I get the exact same answer from people where they say, nothing. I had to shelve the project. I had to focus on something else. I figured now wasn't the right time to start. I figure all these different things, or work got in the way, or life got in the way, or I had a kid, or I went back to school, or all these other things. And guess what? The recurring theme is in every single one of those, no progress was made. I don't care what the excuse is, no progress was made. And I like to use this all the time because it's a lesson that my mom taught me ever since I was a little kid. She still says it to me to this day, where she always says, the time passes anyways. And particularly, I love that thought. I love that notion. I love that lesson within the context of people who say, oh, I've got to take care of this other thing first, or I have to go back to school first, or I want to really address my loans first, or pick any excuse from the broad spectrum of excuses. And the reality behind every single one of those excuses is that the time passes anyways. And for those people who 18 months ago said, oh, I want to wait before I sign up to work with someone like you, I want to wait before I sign up for the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Bootcamp, I want to wait before I'm inside an incredible resource like the Launch Coalition. Well, in those cases where those people waited, guess what? 6 months happened anyways. 12 months happened anyways, even if they were only taking tiny steps during that time. Even if they were only taking tiny steps, they would be so much farther forward where they are now, because I get it that they were taking care of other things, work or debt or family or health or whatever it may be. But while they were doing that, the time passed anyways. And time is very rarely the issue. You can almost always, I can think of very few, if any, excuses where you have legitimately zero time to work on your business in any capacity. The time passes anyways. You would have been able to find a little bit of time. No one's asking you to go full time, but really the important thing is that you keep moving forward because the time passes anyways. And that's why this podcast episode is kind of my my scaled version of these emails that I like to send out. This podcast episode is me having a dialogue with you directly, whether I'm coming through your headphones, your car speakers, your computer, whatever it may be. I want to ask you this question today. And obviously, you can't answer me right now. I'd love for you to sit down and write an email. Just hit new email, type in hello@imetbrian.com, and share this answer with me. But most importantly, it's about sharing it with yourself right here, right now. Because the question I have to you is, you, I'm talking to you. Yes, I am in your ears right now. You, where were you 12 months ago? Where were you 12 months ago when it comes to growing your business? Think about where you were. Think about what your targets were. Think about what your milestones were. Think about the work that you were doing, what that looked like. Think about the work you thought you should be doing, what that looked like. 12 months ago, where were you? And now, today, where are you now? I want you to take a long, hard look at that and ask yourself, what are the milestones that I've accomplished in the past 12 months? I want you to measure this not in intellectual capacity, not in, oh, I've furthered my business knowledge so much, not in, I've listened to so many different podcasts and I've bought these different courses. I don't want you to measure it in intellectual capacity. I want you to answer this question through milestones. Measure, literally measure. It's such an important word. That's why people talk about that word SMART goals. It's specific, it's measurable, it's actionable, it's realistic, it has a timeline. Those are SMART goals. So I'm picking on that M today. Measure your progress today. Measure it through milestones. Measure it through tangible outcomes. Measure it through the fact that, Brian, you know what? 12 months ago, I didn't even have a customer or client. And you know what? I may have not made the progress that I wanted, but I have a customer or client. Like, that's incredible. That is measurable progress. But if you don't have that, then let this be the wake-up call. And the reason why I'm recording this podcast episode here at the beginning of November is because I don't want you to wait for your New Year's resolution to make another resolution for another year that you're not going to make measurable progress. Today's episode is about you sitting down and being really honest with yourself about the milestones that you're hitting. Did you go get customers and clients? Did you grow your audience? Did you do these measurable milestones that you said you would? If you said you were going to launch a podcast this year, did you launch it? If you said you were going to write a book this year, did you publish it? Can I buy that book from you right now? Or is it still a pipe dream? Is it still this thing that only exists in your head and the outside world cannot get access to it? What are the measurable milestones that you're hitting? And I know this is a little bit of a different tone than I usually strike here in these podcast episodes, but it's also the tone that you need every once in a while. I do really hard quarterly investigations into myself and my own businesses, and I ask myself, what are the measurable milestones that I just accomplished? And if there are none, that is the fire that gets lit under me. That is the fire that makes me say, holy cow, I can't keep talking about the Launch Coalition. I need to open it. I need to get customers and clients. I need to get members. I need it to become a reality. I need it to be out into the world. And it's only when you hold your feet to the fire like that, it's only when you force yourself to find these measurable milestones that you start making real progress. I can look back at every single year in my entrepreneurial journey and measurably say, holy cow, this was the thing. That was the thing that moved me forward. Without that one measurable impact, without launching my book in 2015, without launching this podcast in 2016, without hosting my first in-person retreat in 2017, without these very tangible and measurable milestones, I cannot tell you where I'd be right now. Actually, in fact, the answer would probably be I'd be in the exact same place that I was years ago. And that's why today I want you to do this hard and sometimes painful work with yourself. And I want you to look back. Where was I 12 months ago? What are the measurable milestones that I can point to within the past 12 months that show that I'm taking action and moving forward? measurable milestones. I do not want you to measure this in intellectual capacity. I don't care if you learned how to use Photoshop. I don't care if you learned how to edit videos. I don't care if you learned how to do Facebook ads. I want measurable milestones. How many customers and clients did you get? How many podcast episodes did you publish? How many videos did you publish on your YouTube channel? How many additional people did you get on your email list? These are the measurable milestones that contribute to your bottom line growing as an entrepreneur. And on the flip side, obviously I've been very harsh up to this point in this episode so far. On the flip side, if you are listening to this and you're like, man, Brian, I crushed you. I launched my podcast. I hit top 100 when we launched. I got this customer and client. I did this. I finally hit publish on this. Kudos to you. Celebrate those milestones, and today decide what are the milestones that will keep me going. It is that constant fire. It's why we respect so many people who are at the very top, who have done it for years and years and years. It's why they always say it's easier to get to the top and harder to stay at the top. It's because finding new milestones, finding new measurable milestones to keep striving towards, to keep attaining, to keep pushing yourself forward with, that's the hard part. So whichever side of the aisle you're on today, whether you're in the exact same spot that you were 12 months ago, or you've made big measurable progress over the past year, today is the day where you sit down and you really kick your butt into gear and you ask yourself, what are the measurable milestones that I have to be working towards? What are the measurable milestones that I have to be hitting? How do I do that in the next 30, 60, 90 days? We're not setting New Year's resolutions from today's episode. We are not setting these broad timelines of, yeah, at some point in the next year, I'd like to publish that book. Tell me what measurable milestones you're hitting in the next 30, 60, 90 days. And you all know, if you've been a longtime listener of this podcast since 2016, you know that come the end of the year, I'm very public, I'm very open about my own milestones. So I'm really excited about sharing some of my 2021 planning with all of you here on this podcast as 2020 comes to an end, but I'd also love to hear from you. So take 10 minutes, take 15 minutes, take half an hour today to really sit down, get a pen, get a piece of paper, and actually put these things down on paper, make them real in your life. And I'd love for you to reach out to me via email, hello@imetbrian.com. Share some of them with me. Or if you have been stuck, you have no measurable milestones from the past year, also reach out to me. I'll help guide you and say, well, it sounds to me like this first milestone would be really huge and it would only take you the next 30 days to accomplish. So reach out to me, hello@imetbrian.com. The important thing is that you're hitting those measurable milestones. If you're doing that, then you're always moving forward, because no matter what you've got going on in your life, the time will pass anyways. The next 6 months will come, the next 12 months will come, so you might as well be moving forward. That's it for me today. I'm excited. It's November. The year's almost over. We've all got a chance to close this year out strong. I know it's been a funky year for so many people, but let's commit together to closing it out strong. I'm going to bring you all new content every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.